The purpose of this experiment that we've been conducting for years now is to investigate the contribution of two proposed drought tolerance mechanisms as they affect water use and yield in soybeans. One is leaflet orientation. This is how the leaflets differ, how the leaflets of different soybeans respond to light differently throughout the day. What I'm showing here is actually the parents of our selected population, USG 5601T, which was developed at the University of Tennessee in a plant introduction, 416-937. Most plants start out early in the morning having the same sort of leaflet orientation. They are rather flat and has a plane to the sky. But as they go through the day, some soybeans will strongly orient their leaves, and some soybeans, such as the one of the parents of our population, the leaves stay fairly flat during the day. And the thought with researchers have found with leaflet orientation in other crops as well as soybeans is that this lowers the leaflet temperature and typically lowers it by about 8 degrees centigrade. There was some early work with Wilford and Allen and Paris that indicated that it may lower the overall transpiration rate by lowering the leaf temperature. Increased light penetration into the lower canopy could allow the plant to maintain a higher overall photosynthetic rate and increase yield. The other trait is root morphology. What I'm showing here is the difference between the parents again, a normal rooting where we have a more of a classic taproot with a few lateral branching roots versus prolific rooting in the PI, which is a very fibrous looking prolific root, lots of lateral branching roots. The idea here, we know that from work with Dr. Carter, Dr. Burton, Dr. Pantalone at North Carolina that these are slow wilting types, that they tend to survive very well in drought conditions, have a higher nitrogen fixation rate, and the thought was maybe they exploit more of the soil area or have that more of that soil area available for soil moisture uptake. So in 2002, we screened potential lines and parental lines and made 12 different crosses. 2003, we selected the 5601T by 416-937 because it had the desired trait patterns, and 956 lines were selected out of that fairly large population, and we developed this population by single seed descent from 2004 to 2006 using our location at the Knoxville, Tennessee research station as well as winter nurseries. In 2007 and 8, I selected 9 lines and parents based on their leaflet orientation and root phenotype to do the present study. We also had some our yield evaluation. Some of these are single plants. The single plant yield is plant yield that came from single plants where we measured the transpiration rate. The other yield is just from replicated plot trials throughout the state in 4 locations. Leaflet orientation for this experiment was taken on a 1-5 scale, a 1 being a leaflet, a line whose leaflets orient very strongly during the day, a 5 being one that remains relatively flat during the day, or the time in which we take these are about midday, between 11 and 3 o'clock. And that's the area of time when the transpiration is at its peak. Root morphology scores. One of the things about hydraulic conductance that one of the members of my committee brought up is, well, maybe the looking at hydraulic conductances would be able to tell you something about the roots. And we were interested in finding out the contribution of water use. So we planted, replicated and randomized hill plots, dug these up, and root morphology scores given are also on a 1-5, with 1 being more of the typical taproot, 5 being the more prolific rooted. And here I'm just showing an inverter going through the field. digging those up, and then we pick those up and give them a visual rating. The transpiration rate is whole plant transpiration. This was done with a Dynamax Flow 32 system. They are here in the convention center. This is a system that you works on a heat balance flow theory. You've got a thermocoupler you attach to the plant. It's a non-destructive test, so you can after you take this measurement, take the thermocoupler off, the plant can mature. You can get seed yield and biomass, things like that from that. You typically get these kind of curve, almost like a spectra here of transpiration throughout the day. Transpiration usually picks up about 8 or 9 o'clock, peaks out at about 3 or 4 o'clock, and then comes back down. Don't have the data here, but you can lay a solar radiation graph throughout the day. Mirrors this very, very well. The high pressure flow meter that we use is also from Dynamax. This is a destructive test, so you have to cut the plant, put a little thermocoupler on, put this coupler on, and what we're doing here is we're forcing degassed water through the plant, and the flow meter is measuring the rate of flow through the plant. The pressure is being increased in a steady increment throughout time, so what you get is a curve here, and the program has capability of doing a regression on that curve, and so the hydraulic conductivity that you get is in kilograms of water per second per megapascal. Standard hydraulic conductivity. You can do this on both the root and the shoot. So the results for transpiration and hydraulic conductivity, this was done at Knoxville, 5 reps for 2 years, 2007 and 8. What I'm showing here is the complete data from the complete set of the 9 lines plus their parents. R stage, all these measurements were done at the R5, showing average leaflet orientation, root morphology. Average transpiration is in grams of water in a 24-hour period. The average seed yield in grams per plant. Average water use efficiency is grams of water used in 24 hours per gram of seed yield that was measured from the plants which we had the Flow 32 system attached to. And then hydraulic conductivity of both the root and the shoot, again given in kilograms per second per megapascal. The 9 population, 2 parental lines selected, these were selected so that we would have 3 classes of each, the leaflet orientation and root morphology in the data set. And we wanted a balanced combination of these sets. And if you can see here, like for the high leaflet orientation, we have represented a normal root, a very prolific root, and then one that's intermediate. Same thing with the medium, with more of the medium leaflet orientation, and the low leaflet orientation. Hydraulic conductivity. And the shoot and the root were highly correlated. That just means that if you had a shoot that had high conductivity, the root also tended to have high conductivity, and this has been seen before. But we found, and here we can see that average transpiration, there were significant differences in transpiration. There were significant differences among the lines for hydraulic conductivity, both in root and shoot. But we found no correlation between hydraulic conductivity and transpiration in this data set. It was a little surprising, but not unprecedented. Other researchers have found this. And on to the leaflet orientation effects. What I have here is the same sort of data, but what we've done is we've averaged this across the leaflet orientation classes. So this is high leaflet orientation lines, medium, and low leaflet orientation lines. Generally, what we see is that higher leaflet orientation lines tend to transpire at a higher rate and use more water per unit yield. We have seen this before in grafting experiments, where we've grafted these different types of root and scion onto each other, and in isogenic line evaluations as well. And we see that here the differences are not as great, possibly due to the limited size of the data set being 11, but the instrumentation, both in the Flow 32 and the HPFM, are rather time consuming, so we had to have a rather small set to do this work with. No significant differences in hydraulic conductivity in the chute among the leaflet orientation classes. We did find in the overall data set that single plant yield was highly and significantly correlated to single plant yield. So I said the HPFM is a destructive test. You can't measure yield there, but with the Flow 32 system, you can measure that transpiration, take the thermocoupler off, let it mature, measure that plant seed yield, and that's exactly what we did. So generally what we have found in this data set, as well as other data sets we've looked at with this population, higher leaflet orientation gives higher transpiration, photosynthesis, and yield. Root morphology, same kind of data here. The prolific roots generally tend to have lower transpiration rates and use less water per yield. This is 431 here. That's what we have here. The prolific rooted lines had lower transpiration rates and used less water per unit yield. This here, where we have the transpiration of the intermediate type is so much higher. Usually, in other data sets we've looked at, these have been much closer. We usually expect these things to be about even, and this one being significantly lower. So that's a departure in this data set that I don't understand. Again, maybe due to the limited number of entries in the data set. No significant differences between hydraulic conductivity of the root among the morphology classes. Was sort of expecting that, particularly with what we know from the other tests we've done with the prolific rooting. We didn't find that. Results of the yield trials, this was two reps, four locations for 2 years, is that we found that leaflet orientation score was significantly and negatively correlated to plot yield. This has been found by others, and we saw that in the 2007 experiments we did with the isogenic lines. Rooting score was significantly and negatively correlated to yield, which means the more prolific the root morphology is, the lower the yield tends to be. That was found to also be true by Dr. Pantalone's study in 96 and ours in 2007 with the isogenic lines. So, conclusions, hydraulic conductivity, we found no correlation to that in whole plant transpiration, leaflet orientation, or root morphology in this data set. Higher leaflet orientation tends to result in higher transpiration rates, lower water use efficiency, and higher yields. And what we think is going on there is increased light penetration to the lower leaves increases photosynthesis, but it also increases water use. Prolific root morphology tends to lower transpiration rates, increasing water use efficiency, but the overall effect is to lower yield. We have further data analysis that's underway. I've got a much larger set of transpiration data from that large SSD that I am slowly getting to, extracting all that data from the machine, and should have that done later this year. Special thanks to Tennessee Promotion Board for funding the study and members of my research committee. And with that, I'll take questions.
Thank you very much. Questions?
Yes.
Do you recall the that root morphology, those numbers, and then your leaflet orientation? Do those segregate independently, or was there any kind of perhaps segregation together with those? Or do you remember? Does that make sense? In other words, was there a tendency for one root type to be associated with one leaflet?
No, I can find those throughout different ones. I picked ones for this set deliberately to try to get extremes and middles, try to encompass as much as I could in a balanced way. But amongst the lines of the population, I can find root combinations amongst different maturity groups and different leaflet orientation classes and root morphology classes.
So there didn't appear to be any linkage?
If there is, it's not very much. I mean, I haven't actually done a linkage study on it yet, but there doesn't appear to be much. Yes?
Have you done any biomass partitioning, like between the what you call the prolific and the taproot plants?
I have taken that data on all the lines. The analysis of that isn't completed yet. What I have done from the isogenic lines and from previous studies, we know that the prolific rooting lines tend to create more biomass than the normal rooted lines. So that's something that we know.
More root biomass?
The prolific rooted lines, if you look at total plant biomass, there's a strong positive correlation for with a plant that has that fibrous looking prolific root. They'll produce more biomass than one that in the population that has a normal tap root. Yes? Okay, the water use efficiency, and it may not be a standard way of looking at it, and it, a lot of it is due to the way that we measured the whole plant transpiration. But what that was is the Flow 32 system, the numbers we get from that are in grams of water per hour or per minute, and so we look at a complete day and look at the grams of water that it's transpiring in an R5 over a 24-hour period, and then the seed weight is the seed that we get, you know, off the plant at the end. So the water use efficiency value that we used there was grams of water that we measured being used at the R5 during active seed fill over a 24-hour period.
And how did that relate to the
root score? Generally, what we found with that, and it was true in this experiment, it wasn't significantly different. It has been significantly different in, like, the isogenic lines. What we generally find is we have a higher water use efficiency. In other words, a prolific rooted plant tends to transpire less, and it still produces yield, but the overall effect is it produces less yield, but it uses less water per unit yield to do that.
That's interesting. It's 4.6927 in the past has been found to be relatively non-efficient from a water use efficient. But of course, that's a completely
different. Yeah. Yeah, and water use efficiency as applied to yield?
No, as the biomass.
That's interesting because we usually find that that line has relatively low transpiration, but it does produce a lot. It is a rather small plant though. It's not all that tall. It's kind of bushy, and you have to go out and harvest it immediately as it gets mature because it shatters badly. It's one of the worst shattering lines I've ever worked with, and that has been a complicated problem in this population because some of the segregates we've had to we've had to throw out simply because they shatter so badly so quickly in our environment that they're unusable for trying to get yield.
Okay. Okay.
I kind of miss it, but the prolific group in the biomass, in the group mass, is that the same or more or less?
What's that now?
The plant with prolific roots.
Yes.
Do you measure, that means the number of roots, is that right? The number of side roots or by root mass? How do you...
How do we classify it as prolific? It was classified as prolific by visual evaluation. We actually we planted those in the field and replicated hill plots for 2 years, and we'd actually go through and use a soil inverter, bring those to the surface. We'd actually turn the plant up and shake the root off, and then give it a visual evaluation. That's how we evaluated a root score from 1 to 5, 1 being a tap root, 5 being that prolific root. So those were visual evaluations on the prolific nature or tap or normal nature of the root.
Did you measure root mass?
The actual root? No, we did not.
Okay, thank you very much.